Blog Talk Radio. his child, and forever I am.
I crowd thee now, thy Our immediate children, our grandchildren and brothers and our sisters, and this line, our family, Lord, and Advent Light, every one, Lord. We present Sister Carla, Sister Leola, Brother Rick, Brother Ray, Lord, Brother Yudi Bernard, Moses, Lord, Brother Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, Sister Stephanie, K.J. Carter, the young people, Jarvis, and Shiloh, Lord, and Amaria, Lord, we lift them up, Nicole, to you, Lord. All of our young people, Lord, and even now, we lift up the teachers, them, Lord Jesus, to you, the educators. We know they are going through hard situation, hard crisis they are facing, but we ask you to give them the strength, Lord. Those on the street, dear Lord, we lift them up and are asking you to touch the heart of the administrator that they will able to take them off the street, Lord, because the weather is so cold. And we ask you, Lord, to help that they will be willing and ready to go. Father, we just want to thank you. We lift up our dear brother Eli. Continue to bless him, keep him as he prays, and present Jari, Jarvis, Jamel, and Shamiko, Lord. He lift up Tamiko with Taiwan and Tisha and Rochelle and Elizabeth, dear Father, and Anthony and Dorothy, our mom, and also our siblings. Lord, you are so good. You are so great, Sister Brenda and Brother John, Lord, and all the others who join our dear brother O'Neill, Lord, bless him, keep him, and we lift his children to you. We thank you for this Help Thursday, dear Lord, as we come before you. Allow us, Lord, to follow your command and be obedient to your will, Lord. So we just ask you to pray. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, on the line we are just a few. And I'm asking at this time, we know this is Help Thursday. I will just read our quote on our iPad here. It said, we are in a world that is opposed to righteousness. We saw it, our purity of character, and especially to grow in grace. Wherever we look, we see defilement and corruption. We saw it all around, deformity and sin. How opposes all this to the work that must be accomplished in us? Just precious, previous to receiving the gift of immortality, God's elect must stand untainted amid the corruption teeming around them in these last days. Hear what we are to do? God's people, we supposed to stand firm and tainted amid the corruption teeming around them in these last days. Their body must be made holy, their spirit pure. And if this work is to be accomplished, it must be undertaken at once, earnestly and understanding. The Spirit of God should have perfect control, influencing every action. Christ's object is the 20 paragraph 2. So brothers and sisters on this line, we welcome you again. And our scripture passage, I will just open for Sister Leola. We have three scripture passages here. And you know, we have to go in the word, right? So we asking Sister Leola if she could. Oh, I'm hoping our line, Sister Leola, a line have been open. 225, if you could read our scripture Genesis 1:29, and we also have 3 John, and I will read Revelation 22:1-3. We have 3 wonderful scripture in our health message. Yeah, we know we have a lot, but we have this. So 225-337, welcome, and our scripture reading, we are asking you if you could read our scripture reading for us.
Yes, Sister Powell, my line is open. I want to thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell, and I will read. I just want to thank the Lord for blessing us today, for allowing us to get on the prayer line, and as we read, I just pray that he bless his word and keep us tonight as we come to fellowship. Amen. So thank the Lord for that. And I will begin reading Genesis 1:29. Wait. So you want me to read 29?
You can read 29 and the last part of 28 and 29 and the last part in 30.
Amen. Okay. And God blessed them, and God said, replenish. Just give me just a second, Sister Powell. Okay. Amen. That's somebody blowing. Okay. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth and every tree which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Sister Leola, as we read this, we saw what a blessed God we have, Sister Leola. What that he blessed them. Who was them, Sister Leola, he blessed?
He blessed Adam and Eve, but he actually blessed the whole world to give us this leaves and trees. We can all do this if practice this. Amen.
Okay. Amen. All right. Thank you, Sister Leola. So we can turn to 3 John, I am 3 John 1:3-4.
Okay, I'm gonna go fix your food. Sister Powell, you want me to read it?
Yes, dear. Yes, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Let's amen. 3 John. Third John, brothers and sisters. Amen. Okay. 3 John 1. Yeah, I'm here.
Third
John 1:4. Third John 1:4, right?
Yeah, the elder. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The elder unto the well beloved Gaius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Gaius, whom I love.
Yes, yes.
Too. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came to and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Amen. So my dear brothers and sisters, you hear what God said to her, right? For
mm-hmm.
I have rejoiced greatly when my brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear my children walk in the truth. So, brothers and sisters on this line, what the Lord wants us to do, Sister Leola?
Walk in truth.
Walk in the truth. Walk in the truth, right? So we want to thank God for his word. And then I will read Revelation 22. We have three wonderful scriptures for our opening, our topic. And then, brothers and sisters, I'm going to start opening your line. So press one that I can. So the next scripture, sister, my dear brothers and sisters, we read what Genesis told us, what he have gave unto us, our first parents, and even now that we can come on this line and to share some of the wonderful, wonderful natural remedy that the Lord have given unto us in his herb, a plant base, right, and also food. And God want us to continue to go and share these wonderful, wonderful compound that we can use. And so Revelation 22 is saying to us now, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, and that river was clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on other side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Brothers and sisters, what a wonderful God we have. This tree of life will bear 12 fruits, you know, right? 12 different fruits. In the midst of that day, the river is the tree of life, and we are going to eat from that tree of life. And in that tree will bear 12 manner of fruit, and it will yield every fruit each month. What a wonderful God, a Savior. These are the blessings, and this will be our food, my dear brothers and sisters on this line. So we all have to follow and be obedient. And, you know, as the Lord said in his word here, that for receiving the gift of immortal, God elect must stand untainted amid the corruption. And we supposed to be all standing in a righteousness with our body, with our soul, with our mind. So I just want to thank God for all of us who join here. Thank God for the readings of the scripture. And now, brothers and sisters, we welcome again everyone who joined. And we are asking you, please, to put a prep. We're asking you, please, if you want to share, you can put up your hand. Sister Leola, maybe you want to share so the line is open. You can.
Yes, Sister Powell. I just had a little reading from my book about blood pressure. And I just wanted to share this this book. It's called Nutrition Healing. And it talks about, let me just read my little part here. It's a blood pressure monitoring device. Falls into two basic categories: mechanical gauge and automated electronic gauge. The mechanical gauge is the type of most often used in physicians often. It's instrument measuring the pressure and air bladder inflate cuff. Okay, I didn't that part. Let me get to the part that I wanted to read, Sister Power. That wasn't the part. Give me just a second. Because this is a, okay, it's some things we already know. Okay, this is the part I just want to read on the recommended part. It's a eat high fiber diet and take in supplement and fibers. Oats brand is good for source of fiber. always take supplement fibers separated from other supplement and medication. Eat plenty of fruits and vegetables as apples, asparagus, bananas, broccoli, cabbage, cantaloupe, eggplant, garlic, grapefruits, green leafy vegetables, melon, peas, prunes, raisins, squash, and sweet potato. If they include fresh live juice in diet, follow the juice or healthy like beets, carrots, celery, currants, cranberry, citrus fruit, parsley, spinach, and watermelon. If they eat grains like brown rice, buckwheat, melon, oats, drink steamed distilled water. I don't know about that one, but I like to drink osmosis reverses that have some minerals in it. It said, but avoid all animals. Of course, it talked about bacon, all kind of things like that, gravies, products, pork sauces, and all kind of things. We know all about it. It said, avoid such food as cheese, meats, and all kinds of things like that. But it says avoid avocados. Wow. It says avoid avocados is one of them in here. And it talks about if you are taking, let me just stop right there because it goes into a lot of things that we don't even. But the point of it is to read the benefit, the recommendation, the benefit of the things for the blood pressure and other health. So I just wanted to share that. And it just want to show that these things are much healthier for the blood. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You finished, Sister Leola?
Yes, I'm done. I'll give someone else a chance because it's time now.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that health tip, lower blood pressure, and as we are in Health Thursday, and all the food that we supposed to eat that can help us with our blood pressure. Sister Leola just gave a few a while ago, sweet potato, garlic, carrot, celery, and, you know, the grains that we must eat, brown rice, you know, and some things that we must avoid. Right, so fruits and vegetables, as we just read a while ago in our health reading in Genesis, you know, we saw that the Lord had provided those food for us from creation. And as tonight is the health night, let us really take up the opportunity that we can really present some of the things that we all do, can share with others to let us know that, you know, these things that we use, it help us. So I'm just good, thankful, and we know that we have the 8 laws of health that, you know, is very important for us, and the 8 laws of health consist of new start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And if we really be obedient in doing the all 8 of these, we know that, you know, we will be able to be more stronger, more healthier, and also we will be willing to go and, you know, share these benefits of the things that we use to our brothers and sisters. So, my dear brothers and sisters on here line, I'm asking you, please, to press number 1 that I can open your line that we can share, you know, give you a time that you can share before our speaker join us. 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. Thank him for all his blessings. I would like to read a devotion prayer. Dear God, I thank you that I have my identity in you as a child. Lord, I pray that when anyone tries to make me doubt who I am, I will simply shake them off and tell them confidentially that I belong to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank God for his words of wisdom. Yes, because I meet a lot of people sometimes and they say, oh, I'm a child of God. Well, we all a child of God, not just you. I'm Christian. I don't know who you are. I said, well, I know I'm a child of God. You can't leave me out because he made you and he made me. So I don't know what you're talking about. And, you know, and they go on and on and on and on. They can read this revelation and they can read this such scripture and on. And I said, well, I just know I'm a child of God. So I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not arguing over God's word. All I know, I'm a child of God. I believe in him, and I know what he's done for me. I can tell the world what he's done for me over and over. So that's what counts for me. I say, and I'm not going to argue about what all you know about the Bible and stuff, but can you tell anybody, did he come to you personally and did anything for you? Because you constantly saying you're a Christian. Do you have a testimony? See, I have a testimony and I can tell, and that's what shuts them up. I say, I personally discovered him. And I mean discovered him. And that's almost on, I said, I was on deathbed. Bed of affliction. And it wasn't one and two times. I said, so I know who he is. I haven't seen his face, but guess what? I've seen enough. So I just thank God for everything. And I thank him for his blessings and keeping me. So I just want to pray for Advent Light and all the upcoming things and pray for the homeless, the sick, and all the rest of the family on and off the prayer line. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'd like to say hello to this Brother John from Palmer, Louisiana. And I just want to say, yeah, God is wonderful. And I just wanted to share with everyone that I guess I would say I'm on a mission to redeem my life and everything. And I want to use the word redeem. Just want to redeem my past mistakes and everything and make better decisions and everything as the future goes on. And every year goes by, I want it to be a better and better year for me and doing wiser and wiser things as the years go by. Just want to become wiser and wiser in the word and in life itself. And just want to become better and better. So that's my goal. That's my mission. I'm not in competition with anyone on this earth. I'm just in competition with myself to be a better and better person. So I just want to share it in the Lord. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda. Right? Sister Brenda testifying and showing people, I am a child of God. I know what he has done for me. You know, testify. You have to testify. You have your experience. And also, Brother John, you know, is on the battlefield, right? Want to be better, better, and better every moment. And that is what the Lord desire of each and every one of us on this line, for us to grow daily, minutely, and hourly in the Lord, and to present, you know, as his representative, to present his character out there and to lift him up. Yes, I am the child of God. Things that I used to do, I do it no more because I am a child of God and I know that God is directing me. And I heard the children is on the background here. I'm going to open this line and ask her to sing a little song for the children there. Thank you again, Brother John and Sister Brenda. 423-635, your line is open. We have a few children here, and I'm asking if you can sing this little song, Jesus Loves Me, for the children. So, Sister Brenda, we ask you to just hold children that we can, you know, our plan is to minister to these precious children. So, Sister Carlo, your line is open. Can you minister to those little precious children for me? May Jesus love me.
Okay. Hi, good evening, little ones. This is Sister Carla I'm calling, and big ones. I'm calling from Tennessee. God is good, and I will sing the song, Jesus Loves the Children, because we are all God's children. There are some little, some big, and we're different, speak differently. We're from different countries or live in different places, but we know we have one Father, Jesus Christ, and his Father, God. Jesus loves the little children. Come on, sing. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Everyone. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carlos, again. And I just wanted to share, I've been looking into bilberry, the benefits of bilberry. And it says there are antioxidants in bilberry, and it can help reduce inflammation, which most of us have inflammation. It's usually from our diet, inflammation in the body. It helps lower your risk of inflammation disease and also include cancer, diabetes, heart disease. Bilberry contains, phenolic acid, and which help reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's. So to help our brains, we know Alzheimer's is something with the brains, with frontal lobe, and it have that special acid to help us to reduce Alzheimer's, and also MTC, that coconut oil, also is good for the brain health. So bilberry is good to use, you know, for your tea. You can drink it, and you can experience and enjoy all the benefits. And I got bilberry because because there's different reasons to use it, but I'm using it for my eyes. Bilberries, and we know eyebrights are two things that are good for our eyes, and it's also good for the eyes because it helps improve the vision in people with glaucoma. I don't think I have that now, or I'm not sure, but I'm just using it for my eyes. And it also reduces the eye fatigue and dryness. Praise the Lord. So people working with video display, you know, different things. We're watching TV or on a computer or the phone. You know, it could affect our eyes. So we can use bilberry to improve the eyesight, night vision also. During World War II, the British pilot, they used in the Royal Air Force, they ate bilberries jam to improve their night vision. But you know, if you have bilberries or you can get it, it's good to incorporate it in your diet. And I would boil it, and I will drink some, and I will put some aside in a bottle. And I have like an eye cup, so I will wash my eye with it at night before I go to sleep. Wash the eye with the using the eye cup and wash one eye. Then I'll throw that out and then get more from the jar that I, you know, set aside and wash the other eye. And sometimes at night I'll put a drop of lemon, but I'll close my eye and I pull down the eyelid a little bit and put a dropper of lemon and it burns, but it cleans the eye, and it usually put me fast asleep because I don't open my eyes back. I just try to touch everything and put the dropper back on, and I'm out because it, you know, I want to keep my eyes closed because if you open it, it'll burn worse. So I just thank God for all the things that He have made to help us, you know, to keep us and to keep us healthy. And it's, again, there's so much benefits in bilberries. I'm just reading more here. It's also great for the skin, and it's really good benefit overall for the body. So I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters to be faithful, the little young ones, to love the Lord with all your heart and, you know, believe in the Lord and to keep His commandment as children. He wants them to be, us to be obedient. He wants us to pray to Him and to be thankful for everything that we get and to respect the elderly and our family and our mom, to listen to them and respect them and show them love and use kind, loving word. And thank you and please and can I have that and share with others. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening my mind up.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for that tip with bilberry, right? How much it is very, very important for us, brothers and sisters, with these herbs that the Lord has given unto us. And thank you for singing for the children and also encouraging both children and us, you know, to be faithful, obedient, you know, not only the children, we too, as elders, we need to be respectful, we need to be obedient, and we also need to be faithful. Thank you, my dear sister, for sharing, right? So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press 1 if they want to share. I'm going to open some line. Can you press 1? You want to share 272-770, your line is open. You know, we would like everyone to share. We are actually, I'm asking my brothers and sisters to let us remember Sister Continelli in prayer. Have not heard from her. She had her niece was in the hospital. I think she joined. Okay, yeah, she's here. Okay. 272-770, your line is open. 272-770, can you check your phone? Your line is open.
Oh, thank you so much, Sister Powell. Happy Health Thursday. I'm so sorry. I wasn't able to hear the call. I was on the line with Elizabeth. She says to tell all of her dear brothers and sisters hello, and she sends her love to all of you. God bless you all, beloved. Yes, I have a song to sing, if I may sing. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have this hope that burns within our hearts. Hope in the coming of the Lord. We have this faith that Christ alone imparts, faith in the promise of His word. We believe the time is here when Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, amen, my dear sister. I have a scripture to read, if I may.
Yeah, amen. Sure, sure.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'd like to read Psalm 150. Yes. Okay. It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him, his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Amen. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the tremble and the dance. Praise him with the stringed instrument and flute. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Thank you, my sister.
Amen.
I have a little health message I wanted to read, if I can. It's not that big. It's small. Today is Health Thursday, so we have What Follows the Swallow. And it says, a proper diet starts with proper digestion. Chewing food begins this process, so be sure to chew your food well. And while food is still in the mouth, an enzyme, saliva, begins to break it down. Once swallowed, food is referred to as chyme. The chyme then makes its way down to the esophagus into the stomach, where stomach acid continues to complex chemical digestive process. After this is complete, chyme passes into the small intestine, where a different enzyme breaks down. Carbohydrate is also secreted from the gallbladder to help digest fats, and pancreas adds enzymes to the further breakdown in two. The small intestine absorbs most of the nutrients as the chyme passes into the large intestine. At the point, digestion is mostly complete as well, as you know the rest of the story. The digestion process starts before you eat. It begins when you smell something irresistible or when you see a favorite food. The entire process of the digestion will continue for the next 29 hours or so. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, my dear sister, for opening my line. God bless you. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for that song. And also, we have this hope, brothers and sisters. We all have this hope. And this information of proper chewing our food, right? And this is also something that we all have to do, proper chewing, to help our digestive system. God is so good. God is so great. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, can you press 1 if you want to share? Because we're soon going to prayer, so we ask you to press 518-482-67. Your line is open.
I didn't hear nothing but that.
518-482. Can you check your phone? Can you check your phone? Your line is open. We are not hearing.
Hello. can't hear me, I've done something. Well, we appreciate you being here, and we appreciate your bravery.
Okay, she got a fine bit, too. I'm sure nothing can
end. And then after your story, if you can answer questions,
you don't
have to just
because I hear nothing.
I hear you now. I hear you now, 518.
I'm not sharing tonight,
all right, brothers and sisters, we're going to pray, right? This individual 518-482, if she's talking, I hear her, but she looks like she's not hearing. We don't know what happened. Let us lead off our word of prayer. Brothers and sisters, we ask you to bow your head. Let us pray. Kind and righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the privilege of prayer. We want to thank you for every brothers and sister who join here tonight, Lord, giving you praise and bringing your word, Lord, of encouragement, dear Lord, and to allow us, dear Lord, to understand more and more about you and to be obedient to your will. Heavenly Father, we know and we saw what is happening around us even now in this land, dear Lord, but we ask you, dear Lord, to be by the force of darkness, Lord, force of the evil one who is trying their best, Lord, to allow this land not to work, Lord, but we know you are God and we are doing your will. So we ask you, Lord, to clear this line, that every individual on this line, Lord, when their line is open, that they will hear clearly and that we all will hear each other clearly. We ask you to pour your blessings upon each one. Keep us, Lord, and guide us and help us that we can give you praise. Now, Lord Jesus, we present all the brothers and sisters here. The name we present, Lord, Sister Carla. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have been doing to her. We thank you for your protection, Lord. We thank you that you can come on this land and share, Lord, some of these wonderful tips, Lord, of the remedy, natural remedy that you have given unto us, Lord, and minister to the children, Lord. Bless her, Lord. We present her to you in her traveling, Lord, to and fro, and especially, Lord Jesus, to be ministering unto the elderly. We ask you to bless and keep and guide her protection on the road, dear Father. We also lift up to you Sister Leola and Brother Ray and Nicole and the other family. Lord, continue to bless, continue to keep. We lift up to you this moment, Lord, our dear beloved Sister Nelda. Continue to keep her, she and her children, our son, and our family members, Lord, for your protection towards her. We lift up our dear brother Sister Brenda, Lord, who is witnessing and testifying and sharing, Lord, what you have been doing in our life, Lord, and that she is a child of the King, Lord, and ministering to others. Also, our dear beloved husband, Brother John, want to grow daily, minutely, and hourly in the Lord, that he will be a better Christian, Father, a better person, new person, dear Lord. And we just want to thank you. We also thank you for the children, Lord Jesus, who is dear. We ask you for your love, your mercy, your protection. And as they teach and train those children, allow them, dear Lord, to be obedient and to be kind and loving, Lord, to their parents and grandparents and also who they come contact with. We also lift up to you tonight, dear Father, our dear brother Eli. Continue to bless him, keep him, guide as he pray for his mother, Jovel, Jahari, Jamel, Hisma, Shamiko, Lord, and everyone who he prays for, Lord. We lift them up to you. We lift up our dear sister Stephanie, and she prayed, Lord, for the community around her. She prayed for her children, Lord, Kaj and KJ, and for us, Lord, we lift her up. And all the children around her, dear Lord, she lifts them up to you, Lord. You know everything that they need. So we leave everything in your care. We also lift up the day, Sister Tamiko. Continue to bless, continue to keep her as she sing for you and share your words out there, Lord. And also her book, medical missionary and books and Steps to Christ and great controversy that she have been giving out, Lord. Allow those individuals who receive those books that they will read this book and their life will be changed. We lift up Brother Udi to you and also the Ed Store and everyone that is working there, dear Lord. We ask you to cover them, the children. We lift up Elder Richardson and Sister Richardson down Tennessee and all those in Tennessee, dear Lord. We ask you to keep them, Lord, as they do the work down there. Minister unto their brothers and sisters down there that this message will go out like wildfire, dear Father. We also come to you this moment, dear Father, Brother O'Neill. Lord, you know everything about him, and you know the work that you have been doing in New York City, dear Lord. Strengthen them, and as they're preparing, Lord, to go out with the distribution for next week, Lord, send your angels by their side that these books will go out and reach into the hands of those, dear Lord. We lift up our dear Elder Rick, Lord, as we pray for. I've always been praying for Ashley, his daughter, praying for himself, his mother. Lord, he's so blessed to have his mom, Lord. We pray for her and strengthen her, Lord. He is also lifting up, dear Father, his children to you. You know everything about them and also his grandchildren. Lord, you are so good. You are so great. Myself, I present myself to you. And tonight, dear Lord, all the others, dear Father, and we leave this session, Lord, to you, that the message will come deep from you, from above, from you, Lord, and that we will be willing and ready to accept your words and also not only accept it for ourselves, but also share it to others. Bless us and keep us, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. 240-989, your line is open.
Amen, amen, amen. Howdy do. I was about to say happy Sabbath. I am looking forward to the Sabbath. Amen. Howdy do, beloved. It is a blessing to be here on this line with you all today. I'm telling you, God is so good. I've been sharing with you all, giving you updates about my furnace. They were supposed to come on Wednesday again. This is like their fourth time. And they call and said that the technician again is sick. And it is amazing to me, right? It is actually amazing and amusing to me. And so what are we going to do but to trust God, right? Because, I mean, I can't fight. I can't fuss. I'm going to have to wait till they send, you know, the technician. And if they're sick because of, you know, I'm sorry, because of the this epidemic that we're in, pandemic that we're in, and people are coming down sick, there's nothing I could do, right? And we want to make sure that we're wise as a serpent and harmless like a dove. However, God has been so good. He's been so great. I'm telling you, we are warm. I can testify that, and we have snow. You know, it was, we had snow all this week. And so, you know, we had some snow flurries today as well. We had snow. We had ice today. We had snow, excuse me, during this week. But God has hovered over. He has sent his burning bush, and we are warm inside. Though it's cold outside, amen, we are warm inside. And we thank God for that as well. And as we know that this is Health Thursday, thank you so much for sharing that, Bilberry. I think Bilberry is also good for allergy and respiratory as well. And I think I told Sister Paul that it's good for high blood pressure. But anyway, you know, thank you. You know, so these are things that we need to go out and get. And so I have some quick information to share with you all today. As I said, I was something is making me cough. I don't know. I might have been the cayenne pepper, but I was on an experiment. I've been on some experimental stuff with food over the last couple of you know, months. But really, with more consistency over the last 2 weeks or so. And, well, actually, no, probably the last 30 days, but, yeah, most intensely over the last 20 days or so. And I was looking, I shared with you all about coconut flour last week as well. And so this week, This cayenne pepper is strong. Excuse me. This week, I was going through two things, well, actually three. And so I want to share them with you all quickly, and I think many of you might have them in your pantry, okay? So I'm going to, and I want you all to write them down and go. We're not going to take all the time, but go and look at some of the properties and the benefits of these things that I'm sharing with you, right? And so I didn't know that some of them, you could use them to make the things that I'm going to tell you about, all right? So cauliflower, amen? Cauliflower. You want to go ahead and check out cauliflower. Cauliflower has so many properties, antioxidants, vitamins and minerals. However, I don't know if you know, you might know this, you might have known this, but I didn't know, that cauliflower can, you can use cauliflower to make, wait for it, to make pizza crust. I didn't know that. So if you know that, you need to pat yourself on the back, amen? And so I found out a recipe, you know, to use cauliflower to make pizza crust. I'm not saying put the cauliflower on the pizza. Use the cauliflower to make the pizza crust. And I'm telling you, it is delicious. Not only can you use it to make pizza crust, you could also use it to make flat wraps. You could use it to make, you know, the tortilla bread or taco type of stuff. It is amazing. And not only that, but broccoli. I use the broccoli to make the crust. And I'm telling you, I'm loving it. I am so excited. I'm like, and they're all plant-based. And it tastes good, beloved. So you could go ahead and check this out. Another thing that I've been using in my kitchen this week is flaxseed meal. I know you all know about that, but I didn't know that it could make all the things that it could make. So I used it to make, I'm making pancakes, I'm making flatbread, you know, I'm making regular bread just with the flaxseed alone. So I'm experimenting, and it tastes really, 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 really good. Another thing is psyllium. And so one of my church mom had given me psyllium like years ago. I have it in my pantry. I've never used it. And all of a sudden now I see these things because I'm trying to make bread but not use all-purpose flour. And I'm going to be honest with you. Certain things, I'm telling you, certain things we could substitute it, but there's certain things that, you know, you could taste that, listen, we need some all-purpose flour in here every now and then. Amen? I'm not going to use no flaxseed meal, make my dumplings in my little stuff. No, I'm not doing that. But I'm just saying. But anyway, I'm trying to find some substitutes for my, you know, for my daughter and for myself as well. And so those are some of the wonderful things that we found. So psyllium is also good. You can use that as well in your baking to help you make flatbread and everything. I didn't know those things. So I am excited. Can you hear my excitement? Those are the things that I've been utilizing in my kitchen this week. Cauliflower, we used it to make. Oh, let me tell you. I made some cauliflower rice. I didn't know that, you know, you could use cauliflower to make rice. And it was so tasty. I put some turmeric in it. I put some cilantro in it. Oh, my goodness. All of these things that God has given us that are tasty, that taste good, and they're healthy for our body. So I'm not going to tell you about all the benefits. I want you to go ahead and you look and see all of the benefits in cauliflower, in broccoli, in psyllium husk. Oh, I will share this with you all. Psyllium husk is really good for cleansing your colon. I remember that from the box, and I think that is important because many times when we're at a certain age, we go through, you know, the cleaning of the colon, and so that is something that you can use naturally to clean and detox you and stuff like that. And then I said flaxseed, the flaxseed meal. So go ahead and check out all of the wonderful benefits that these things can do to your body, to your skin. I mean, a lot of these help to pull the toxin. It helps to allow you to use the bathroom because it's fiber. It's high in fiber and vitamin and stuff. So go ahead and check it out. I'm so excited. And I want you to come back and tell me what you have done, what you have made with all of those wonderful things. What are they again? Cauliflower, broccoli, psyllium, and flaxseed meal. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line and allowing me to share these wonderful things God has given us for meat and for the healing of the land. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. What I did over here. Okay.
I could still hear you. I could hear you. You didn't mute me.
Okay, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing. Brothers and Sister Plant-Based Health Reform Thursday night. And we saw and heard on this line how many different kind of food, you know, you can get from these plant-based things here. There are rice, cauliflower rice, and, you know, broccoli pizza and all these things. So, you know, brothers and sisters, I'm asking you, go and try them out, you know, the benefit you will get from it. Thank you, my dear sister, for sharing, and I know you're going to share more. I said this week she was just in the kitchen. I have to call, what happened to your lesson? You are just in the kitchen this whole week, and I'm telling you, when she in the kitchen, all she called and sharing how these food, what we would call it, how these food come out, right? And she's telling me how they taste. So, brothers and sisters, we have to call on her to come and do some cooking, health cooking, right? God is good. Thank you again for sharing. 240-601, your line is open.
240-601. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. So today I'm going to be giving some benefits of cauliflower. I'm going to be giving nine benefits. So the first benefit is that it lowers inflammation. It improves digestion. It improves heart health. It aids in detoxification, it boosts brain health, it supports a healthy pregnancy, it aids in weight loss, and it protects eye health. And lastly, it helps fight cancer.
Oh, help to fight cancer. Thank you, my dear beloved. Brothers and sisters, we are so thankful for our young people. Sister Carja came on, and we want to welcome you, my dear Sister Carja, and also for sharing the benefit of cauliflower. Thank you again for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we had prayer a while ago, and, you know, this is time for the award for us to listen to the speaker. So the next voice you will hear from the speaker. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters to get your notepad and also your pencil so that you can hear. We have a line eardrop. Okay, all right. So, yeah. 240-988, your line is open.
Hello again, beloved. It is a pleasure to be here with you all today. And I heard Kaja, she actually brought home some benefits of cauliflower. I heard, you see how God is awesome? I heard Sister Carla. Mind went blank a minute. Brain fog. Sister Carla shared earlier about the bilberry and the lemon and all of those wonderful things that you can use to improve your eye health. And Kaji shared and boost your immune system. And Kaji poured out cauliflower. That is also, you know, important to assist with eye health and cancer and weight loss and all of those things, inflammation, cancer and all of those things. I'm telling you, I've been cooking in this kitchen, and this thing is strong. I'm like, oh, my goodness, it is so strong. All righty, amen. And so I am so excited of all of the wonderful things. And the thing about it is that I heard Sister Powell talked about me calling. And see, I'm not the cook that is going to say everything that I make tastes good. Absolutely not, because that would be a bold-faced lie. some of the things didn't taste good. I had to go back to the drawing board again and try something and add and figure out, you know, this is not working. But I'm telling you, the cauliflower and the broccoli, so simple, so easy to do, and you can't mess that up, right? And so that was really, really, really delicious. And so I thank you so much for that. And so, Sister Powell, you did a prayer. I just wanted to pray again. Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord, I pray that you will touch my throat, my voice. All of a sudden, as soon as I came on the line, I'm having issues with my voice, Lord. But we bound up the enemy in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to touch me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, Heavenly Father. Allow your words to be spoken. Touch my mouth with your cold, Heavenly Father, so that the message that we have in store is one that is coming from you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for your health message. I get excited, and I heard my daughter, you know, she's some of my taste test. She's one of my taste testers, and she is real, right? I mean, you know how kids are. They're very real. So I thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us with children that can be honest, you know, even to their parents to let us know what tastes good and doesn't taste good. Lord, I thank you so much for them. I thank you, Lord, for how you're using our young people and how you're using this line. And I am excited when, you know, I prepare something, Heavenly Father, and she say, you know, Mommy, I'm eating this and I'm smiling. And this is, you know, Christ object lesson. It's just so awesome, right? As there's a Christ object lesson in everything. When we do what God has called us to do, when we're obedient to him, he smiles, right? We give him joy when we do what he has called us to do. So I thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray that you will linger with us. I know Sister Cancinelli was having some issues with the line with coming in. I pray, Lord, that you will work that situation out and she will be able to come and present, as I know you have always given her some message as it pertains to health to present to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. And thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can keep our eyes upon you no matter what is going on around us. Lord, we can trust that you will do what you say you will do. You will supply. You will take care of us. You will not forsake or leave us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering. Lord, in Jesus' name, forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father, so that this prayer will not be hindered. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for sending your son to die, not only for me, but for each and everyone on this line, Lord. We praise your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, Sister Powell. And so I know, what are those eight doctors that make house call? I know you went over it, but I'm just excited, so I'm going to go over it again. Amen.
Amen. Nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest and trust in God.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. And just because I like to just go in and see the love letter, as Brother Yudi would say, in this Bible, B-I-B-L-E-S, Tamika pointed out, right? Basic instruction before leaving earth. Amen. So Genesis 1 says, verse 29, and God said, behold, I have given you what? Every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree-yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And verse 30, I'm just going to read the last portion. It says what?
And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so.
All right. Thank you so much. And that was from the what? The Old Testament. Let's segue to the Revelation, right, the New Testament. I'm going to start with, I know you say, no, she usually come with the third epistle of John. I'm coming there, but I wanted to go into into Revelation chapter 22, and it says, in the midst. Revelation chapter 22, verse 2, in the what? the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river.
On the other side of the river was there
was
the tree,
near
of,
the
life,
tree of life.
Of life, which bear 12 manner of fruit, and yield our fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation.
Amen and amen. So what you heard? You just heard about bilberry. You just heard about cauliflower and broccoli. Are they able to heal? Amen and amen. And so we are now in the third epistle of John, and it says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. I love this five-letter word because the truth will set us free. And verse 2, I'm not sure if you're hearing me, Sister Powell. Verse 2 says what? Beloved, I wish above.
Beloved, wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Paula. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't reading together so that they weren't able to hear. So go back and reread these things. Let it become embedded in us, right? And so when I was growing up, I've always heard this, right? The truth will set you free. Amen. And it is true, right? Walking in Christ will set us free. Amen. And so we will be diving into, again, our example. Our example. So I'm going to be reading from the Ministry of Healing. Last week we read, I'm on page, I think we read all, we went up to, I think we kind of finished this, follow me, and one address the road, spell, da, da, da. I think we went through the finished portion, right? We went through and then,
example.
Yes, we did our example. I think we went up to page 25. I think that's what we did the last time. And so, excuse me. And so now we are going to... Okay, so I'm going to just start reading from here. I think we read it already, but I'm just going to pick up from here because I see something that I want to point out again. So I am on page 23, page 23, all right, with the parentheses. If you're not looking at the parentheses, I'm on page 12 in the big thick blue book, all right? All righty, all righty. So I'm going to start from here. And so if you have heard it again, say amen. It is repetition will make an impression on you, right? Repetition is going to make that impression on you. It's going to be engrafted in you. Amen and amen. All right, so that's my version of that. All right, so it says, the prince of teachers, he sought access to people by the pathway of their most familiar association. He presented the truth in such a way that ever after it was to his hearers intertwined with their most hallowed recollections and sympathies. He taught in a way that made them feel the completeness of his identification with their interests and happiness. His instruction was so direct. His illustration was so appropriate. His words so sympathetic and cheerful that his hearers were charmed. And I think we read that because I remember asking you, are your words cheerful? Does it allow individuals to want to know about your God? It says the simplicity and earnestness with which he had addressed the needy hallowed every word. What a busy life he led. Day by day, he might have been seen entering the humble abodes of want and sorrow, speaking hope to the downcast and peace to the distressed. Is that what we're called to do? Absolutely. Those are the fruit of the Spirit, aren't they? Gracious, tender-hearted, pitiful, he went above lifting up the bowed down and comforting the sorrowful. Wherever he went, he carried a blessing. The Holy Spirit is bringing us back here again because I know I read this last week, but the Holy Spirit is letting me here today. He went about lifting up the bowed down and comforting the sorrowful. Wherever he went, he carried a blessing. We know many individuals are on this line, or many individuals that we have come in contact with, they are going through. We all, right? They need to be comforted. I just received a message yesterday, it might have been yesterday or Wednesday, where one of my neighbor, her husband died. And so this was one of, you know, my neighbor, Kaji, you know, love Kaji, love my family and everything. And, you know, I mean, very close. I've been in my neighborhood for over 17 years, going on 17 years now this year. And, you know, actually it's going on 18 year now. And she has been always kind and just loving and just, you know, just a wonderful person. And she is now mourning. And so I did call to, you know, tell her, you know, my condolences, my sympathy, and that I am praying for her. And she was like, thank you so much. So are we a blessing? Are we comforting others? Are we just looking to be blessed? We just want everything for ourselves. Are we giving? Are we just only want to receive? And so the Holy Spirit is allowing me to linger here again. He went about lifting up the bow down and comforting the sorrowful. Wherever he went, he carried blessing. We know many individuals on this line, they have family members that are in the hospital. They have family members that are going through issues as it pertains to the job and mandate and being able to, being able right now to do what they need to do. We have individuals on this line that are being attacked by the enemy. Are we being a blessing? Are we bringing encouragement? Are we bringing cheer? Even you, even me, you know, might be going through something and are going through some things, but am I down? Are you down because you're going through storms right now or trials and tribulation? Or are you able to give encouragement? To show that God, to show your faith that God is going to take care of it no matter what. While he ministered to the poor, Jesus studied also to find ways of reaching the rich. So are we only dealing with this, that, you know, they rich, they got it all together. I'm not going to try to minister to them. Let's see what Christ did. He sought the acquaintance of the wealthy and cultured Pharisees, the Jewish nobleman and the Roman ruler. He accepted their invitations, attended their feasts, made himself familiar with their interests and occupation, that he might gain access to their hearts and reveal to them the imperishable riches. I was sharing with Sister Paul the other day, there was a man, and I might have shared this on this line again before. There was this man, his name was Brother Duncombe, and he would always go, you would always see this man everywhere. And I was very impressed. He's dead now. But he has left, his memory is implanted in my mind because he would go around, he would, it doesn't matter who and what or where, he would be there sharing the word of God. Sometimes he didn't even have to say anything, but just his presence brought comfort. Just his presence was the example of what Christ wanted us to be. Is that us? Do we set aside and we only associate with certain people? Just a thought. Christ came to this world to show that by receiving power from on high, man can live an unsullied life. And I remember reading this last week. With unwearying patience and sympathetic helpfulness, he met men in their necessities. By the gentle touch of grace, he banished from the soul unrest and doubt, changing enmity to love and unbelief to confidence. Some of us might be struggling with unbelief. Come, let me tell you about a man that can change that unbelief to confidence. Some of us might be struggling with relationship issues, right? doubt and unrest, come let me tell you about a man that can change all of that. Isn't that beautiful? He could say to whom he pleased, follow me, and the one addressed arose and followed him. That spell of the words, that spell of the world's enchantment was broken. At the sound of his voice, what? The spirit of greed and ambition fled from the heart, and men arose emancipated, free to follow the Savior. How beautiful is that, right? The name of Jesus, it says what? Even the what? The demons, even Satan will flee. Amen and amen. So we're going to go into brotherly love. Christ recognized no distinction of nationality or rank or creed. And I think I read that last week. The scribes and Pharisees desired to make a local and a noble benefit of the gifts of heaven and to exclude the rest of God's family in the world. But Christ came to break down every wall of partition. He came to show that his gift of mercy and love is as what? Unconfined as the air, the light, or the showers of rain that refresh the earth. Somebody need to hear this again. He came to show that his gift of mercy and love is as unconfined as the air. You can't confine it. It is all around as the light or the showers of rain that refresh the earth. Wow, wow, wow. The life of Christ established a religion in which there is no caste, a religion by which Jew and Gentile, free and bond, are linked in a common brotherhood equal before God. No question of policy influences movement. He made no difference between neighbors and strangers, friends and enemies. That which appealed to his heart was a soul thirsting for the waters of life. So there was no distinction by who is jabbed and who is not. There was no distinction, free and bond. There was no Jew and Gentile, no distinction, no distinction at all. He passed by no human being as worthless, but sought to apply the healing remedy for every soul. Let's not look down on somebody. He said, whatever you do towards the what? Least among me, you do it towards me. All right? He found himself in whatever company he found himself, he presented a lesson appropriate to the time of the circumstances. Every neglect or insult shown by men to their fellow men only made him more conscious of their need of his divine human sympathy. He sought to inspire with hope the roughest and most unpromising setting before them the assurance that they might become blameless and harmless, attaining such a character as would make them manifest as the children of God. And I'm going to go back here because it says right here, he presented a lesson appropriate to time and circumstances. I was talking to Sister Powell earlier today, and one of her daughter and her grandson, they were calling her, right? And, you know, I always try to find a Christ object lesson in everything. And so they were calling her, and they couldn't get her. And so they became startled, right? And they came down, and they were like, you know, they going through the house, whatever, whatever. They didn't see her. And so they came downstairs in the basement where she was washing. Can't say that word very fast. She was washing. And my sister, her daughter, one of her daughter, Sister Paul's daughter, not that I can't say that, but we try to keep it, you know, formal and you know. But one of her daughter came down with her grandson, Sister Paul's grandson, and they were like, are you okay? We have been calling you, and we didn't know where you were. We got worried. And Sister Paul, you know, was kind of like, I'm fine. You know, she really didn't see why they were, why they were startled, not hearing from her, not knowing where she was. And so as, you know, we got off the phone and everything, it came to me, the relationship with us and Christ, right? Christ is there for us, and he would woo us. He would speak to us through the Holy Spirit to give us the direction, to tell us what we need to do. And when he's not able to when he's not able to hear from us, right? So he gives us free choice, and he will share and present information to us. But how much distress, that is the word I'm looking for, how much distress do you think that God goes through for you on your behalf when we don't do what God has called us to do, when he's calling us, right, but we are not hearing him? Right? Just like that situation with Sister Powell's daughter, they were under distress. They thought something was wrong with her, right? The only difference is that we know that God is omnipotent. He is omnipresent. He's omniscient. So he sees all the things, but they weren't able to see where she was, and they became very concerned. They were perplexed. And so my Christ object lesson is, how does God feel when he is wooing us? He is giving us, he has given us the directions. He has given us all of these beloved letters. He has given us the step by step by step by step, what we need to do. And then we come and we worry, right? Then we come and we fuss, we complain, we murmur, right? When he speaks to us, we reject the Holy Spirit. How much distress and how many perplexations do we cause God to go through? Don't go look in that dictionary for that word, okay? Quote, unquote, that's the word that I'm making up right now, amen? And so it led me to say how God aches and hurts and agitates for us when we go against what he has called us to go against. Though it hurt him, he still allowed us to utilize that free choice. So that's what came to my mind, Sister Powell, when you shared that to me about your daughter trying to get in touch with you, and they were, you know, and I had to say to her, you know, think about how they feel. You know what I mean? You know, just not knowing, thinking that something is wrong with you, you know, and so let's think about what we do, the things that we do that go against God, how it agitates him, how it breaks his heart as well. And so I just wanted to point that out. All right. It says, often he met those who had drifted under Satan's control and who had no power to break from his snare. To such a one, discouraged, sick, tempted, falling, Jesus would speak words of tenderest pity, words that were needed and could be understood. Others he met were fighting a hand-to-hand battle with the adversary of souls, right? Do you all believe that we are in a spiritual battle? We are in the great controversy or the great controversy every single day. Every single day. And so that prayer is very important. You know, I think Sister Powell, you know, they come on the prayer line in the morning. They're fasting and they're praying on behalf of each and everyone. And so we know that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So I thank you, Sister Powell, for continuing that and for your faithfulness in being able to do that and pray for one another, because that has certainly been a blessing and has certainly been one of the walls that has kind of placed that wall up there so that the enemy will have a hard time penetrating. All right? It says, others he met were fighting a hand-to-hand battle with the adversary of souls. These he encouraged to persevere, assuring them that they would win. For angels of God were on their side and would give them the victory. Did you feel the angels of God on your side this week? I know. Let me tell you. I am excited because I feel the angels of God in my house. There is no way this house is supposed to be this one, okay? And I know it's the angel of God that is in here giving us warmth. Amen and amen. And so I know you have felt the angels of God this week, this Thursday. I know that going in and going out for the big things, for the small things, you have felt the angels of God around you. And we thank him, and we're going to give God his praise. Amen and amen. At the table of the publican, he sat as an honored guest. by his sympathy and social kindness, showing that he recognized the dignity of humanity. And men long to become worthy of his confidence. Upon their thirsty hearts, his words fell with blessed, life-giving power. Do you have power? Is that in Matthew? I think that is in Matthew, right? God has given us power to walk on scorpion. I love that, the way how that sounds. Power to cast the mountains in the ocean. What? Sister Continelli, you have power, right? He has given us, he said, that tongue that is in your mouth, life and death is in your tongue. Amen? And so you could speak life over our situation. Amen and amen. That is beautiful. Upon their thirsty heart, his words fell with blessed life-giving power. New impulses were awakened, and to these outcasts of society, there opened the possibility of a new life. Though he was a Jew, Jesus mingled freely with the Samaritans, setting at naught the Pharisee customs of his nation. In face of their prejudices, he accepted the hospitality of this despised people. He slept with them under their roofs, ate with them at their tables. They're not telling you, they're saying social distancing. They tell you not, don't go to nobody's house. This is contrary to Christ's example. I'm just saying. Partaking of the food prepared and served by their hands, taught in their streets, and treated them with the utmost kindness and courtesy. Is that you? Do you treat people with the utmost courtesy, even when they're unlovable? I remember a pastor used to say that, right? He was like, do you love them even when they're unlovable? When they get on your nerves? Oh, my goodness. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Amen and amen. Taught in their streets and treated them with the utmost kindness and courtesy. And while he drew their hearts to him by the tie of human sympathy, his divine grace brought them the salvation which the Jews rejected. Remember, let that not be us. Let us not reject Jesus Christ our Savior. Let us not reject the word from our Heavenly Father. Amen and amen. So personal ministry says Christ neglected no opportunity of proclaiming the gospel of salvation. I know I heard Sister Powell talk and prayed, and I know Sister Tamiko, whenever she goes out, she's presenting the gospel. Just small things that you can do. Amen. Sister Richardson, Brother Richardson, I know that they are presenting the gospel, sharing their literature, no matter where they go. Brother O'Neill, I know Sister Powell shared, I got a text message. She also shared with me earlier about Pastor Chris Hudson, the forerunner. He is doing another venture. I know that he did it in 2020, December and September last year. Of 2020, I should say, not last year. Oh, my goodness, it's 2 years ago. In 2020, where he came and passed out books, millions of great controversy or great controversy to the individuals that were there at these rallies couple years ago. Wow, it was that long. And so he's planning that venture again. And so we pray and ask you all to pray for that venture because, you know, we are to pass these books out, right? Spread it as leaflet, like fall leaves falling on the ground. And that's what he's doing with this venture. And so we pray for him. We pray that, you know, you try to check it out and see how you can volunteer one way or the other. Sometimes we could be praying even from afar, whatever assistance that you may get, that you may be able to give. Check it out and see how you can be a part of it. It says, Christ neglected no opportunity of proclaiming the gospel of salvation. Listen to his wonderful words to that one woman of Samaria. This is one of my favorite stories. He was sitting by Jacob's well. As the woman came to draw water, to her surprise, he asked a favor of her. Give me to what? To drink, he said. He wanted a cool draft, and he wished also to open the way whereby he might give to her the water of life. See, I mean, when we drink from the fountain of our Savior, we will never go thirsty again. How beautiful is that? How is it said the woman, that thou being a Jew, ask it drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria. For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee what? Living water. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:7-14. When I was in the world, this is powerful, man. I mean, you would think that you go all these places and you know, you go to this party, you go to this, and this fashion show and this play and this, all of this stuff. You were still not satisfied. You knew that something was missing. And when I came into what? The presence of the Holy Spirit, when I came into Jesus Christ and being obedient to him, it is such a wonderful blessing to know that I will never thirst again. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Christ manifests in this one woman. Let me read it again. How much interest Christ manifested in this one woman. There was an exclamation mark, so I had to be excited, more excited. How earnest and eloquent were his words. When the woman heard them, she left her water pot and went into the city, saying to her friends, come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? We read that many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him.
Verses 29 to 39.
And who can estimate the influence which these words have exerted for the saving of souls in the years that have passed since then? Wherever hearts are open to receive the truth. Come back to that word again, that five-letter word, truth. We read that in the 30 epistle of John, right? Wherever hearts are open to receive the truth, Christ is ready to instruct them. He reveals to them the Father and the service acceptable to him who reads the heart. For such he uses no parables. To them, as to the woman, as the well, he says, I that speak to thee am he. Verse 26.
Amen.
Here ends the reading for today.
Amen.
I know I was blessed,
amen.
And I pray that you were blessed as well. Amen and amen.
Can you pray for me? Because my is only the my computer actually get dim. That's only the phone. God is so good. So can you pray for me, and then I will just close up.
Amen and amen. And so we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this word, for this example that you have given us, that when we drink from your water fountain, when we drink from you, we will never thirst again. Thank you for the example that you've given us so that we can be kind, we can be cheerful, we can come boldly, sharing to others the goodness of God, like the Samaritan woman. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will allow the Holy Spirit to infect all of our hearts so that we will be like that woman. We will be the public relation person going out in our community and say, come. Let me tell you about a man that told me everything about me. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for tarrying with us. Lord, help us, Lord, to leave here not being the same, but to be changed to become more like you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear Sister Stephanie, for this presentation. Brothers and Sister Christ example, right? This is aggressive evangelism. And we want to thank you for the presentation. Hope so boldly, you know, and so distinct. And each one of us here have a work to perform out there to the community, just as all the Samaritan woman went and called the whole community. She went to evangelize Pastor, and we have to do that same work as that woman. So I just want to thank Sister Stephanie. I thank everyone who joined. I know we had quite a few people was on the line. Some was coming off, going on and coming off. I may not share tonight, but tomorrow you can also, just prepare to share. And I want to thank everyone tonight who joined. Right now, the computer here is actually off. I just talking over the phone, so... You know, I can see who is on here now. So what I just want to give God thanks for what he has done. You know, the enemy is trying his best, you know, but we know God is in control. So brothers and sisters on this line, be faithful, you know, and remember that God's word is for us, you know, to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and everything shall be added unto us. So I just say good night, have a good night, and just remember tomorrow night is our Sabbath, not to remember, is the Sabbath, and we are asking you to invite a brother or a sister, your friend, your children, so that they can join us. Good night, and I will just offer the last word, closing prayer. Oh, kind and loving Father, again, we come to give you thanks for this wonderful reading, Lord, that you have given unto us, Lord. Command you have given unto us, your example that you have placed in front of us that we should follow. And if we follow your example with your help, Lord, we won't be able to fail or do things that we should not be done. But we are asking you for that power. We ask you for the strength. We ask you, Father, for the comfort. We ask you for the peace. We ask you for hope. And we ask you to allow us that we will be ready and be obedient to carry out your word. We also present, dear Father, every brother and sister who join us here tonight, everyone who's here. And we present Sister Continelli, as we know that she was on the line and she tries, and I could not hear her, dear Lord. I'm asking you to pour your blessings upon her, dear Lord, and heal her niece who is in the hospital, dear Lord. I ask you to cover her and her sister who is on her bed of affliction, dear Lord. You are the great physician. I'm asking you to touch on our brother in the nursing home. Cover them under your blood and the whole family. Bless us tonight, we pray. And we just want to thank you for this love letter you gave unto us tonight. They are to follow that each one of us will follow your example. And also when we get and to know and to have that communion with you, that relationship with you, we're ready to run in the community and to share just like that woman, Lord, that Samaritan woman. Bless us, we pray, and we thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering all these requests that was presented to you. Bless our young people again, we pray, in Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen, brother. You're not going to hear the end because the fool is just dying, right? Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Good night, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Good night. Meet tomorrow.